Efforts to avert the fiscal cliff are underway in the United States. President Barack Obama has met top US lawmakers seeking a deal to head off the looming across-the-board tax hikes and spending cuts that could push the economy back into recession. It's the first time President Obama has met his Republican opposition since he won re-election last week. More meetings planned for the coming weeks. The Swedish furniture company IKEA says it deeply regrets the use of forced labour. A newly published study by Ernst & Young says political and criminal prisoners were involved in manufacturing for IKEA suppliers. It says IKEA representatives gave contracts to the communist East German government during the 1970s, despite knowing that political prisoners were being used. The company says it's now investigating the claims. And Apple's Australian arm has been hit with a $28.5 million bill for back taxes. The bill takes the total tax tab for the computer giant for last year to more than $94 million. Apple's tax bill could indicate a crackdown by the tax office on technology multinationals like Google, eBay. The Australian arm of Apple is part of a complex network of subsidiaries held by its US parents through intermediary companies located in tax havens.